The Accra Regional Police Command has arrested five people in connection with the murder of the MP for Ibuakwa North, Joseph Boachi Dankwa, at dawn today. At a news conference, the Accra Regional Police PRO, ASP Ifeatenge, gave the assurance that personnel are seriously examining evidence gathered to help unravel the circumstances that led to the stabbing of the legislator. She appealed to the public to volunteer information that will lead to the arrest and prosecution of the perpetrators. Members of the public are to call the following numbers to volunteer information: 0242-337474 or 0208166148. The numbers again: 0242-337474 or 0208166148.
The Accra Regional Police Command wishes to confirm the sad news of the death of the Boakwa North Member of Parliament, Honorable Joseph Boachi Dankwa Edu. At about 1:25 a.m., a distress call was placed to the police concerning the unfortunate incident, and the police swiftly proceeded to the scene. On arrival, the police found the victim in a pool of blood and rushed him to the police hospital, but was pronounced dead on arrival. His body has since been deposited at the police hospital morgue awaiting autopsy. Police preliminary investigations indicate that the victim suffered multiple stab wounds from his attacker or attackers, which led to his death. The police is saddened by the incident, and as I speak to you now, a high team of police investigators comprising of crime scene analysts and homicide experts are presently at the scene for crime scene reconstruction and gathering of forensic evidence. For effective and efficient investigations, the residence of the deceased Member of Parliament has been cordoned off. Meanwhile, five persons comprising two females and three males have been arrested for interrogation. The police hereby wish to solicit the cooperation and support of the general public in order to get to the bottom of this unfortunate incident as soon as possible, to volunteer credible information to the police, to enable the police to unravel the mystery surrounding the death of the NPP lawmaker. Any development regarding this unfortunate incident that will not compromise investigation will be shared with the general public through the media.